Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Our Sacred Universe, a podcast where we meditate together. Today's journey is called The Four Nights. In this journey, we are going to be working with aligning you with your most optimal future. In order to align ourselves with our most optimal future, we need to work with the four directions, the four cardinal directions, the north, the south, the east, and the west, so that we can align our bodies for what's coming. Today's session is going to help you move into your ideal future with much more momentum and release some of the things that may be holding you back. Before we get started, just a couple of housekeeping items. I invite you to join me on my other podcast called Conversations with My Higher Self. That podcast is very different from this one. It is a podcast where I share a lot of spiritual wisdom, a lot of ancient codes and practices, a lot of information around higher self and soul contracts and how the universe was created and is run. So I wholeheartedly invite you to join me in that sacred space. And I invite you to check out my book called 72 Keys to Manifestation or An Ancient Path of a Modern Day Alchemist, which is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Audible. The book is perfect if you are seeking to make large strides and improvements in your life, if you're looking to be more spiritual but also more abundant in every single area of your life, if you feel like you are held back from your full potential, if you feel like you deserve better than what you have, that book is perfect for you. All right, my darlings, we are ready to start working with the four knights, the knights in shining armor. I invite you to grab a comfortable seated position or lie down and close your eyes. Start noticing your breath. Start breathing deeper, sending life-giving air into the middle of your belly, and then breathing out from your belly with an audible sigh. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth with an audible sigh. Allow yourself to let go. You don't need to hold everything together for the duration of this journey. And as you are breathing, I want you to imagine that right above your head, there is a large sphere of white light that emerges out of nowhere. And I want you to notice how this sphere of light starts moving closer to you, resting right above your head like a little crown, or like a crown. Notice how that sphere is starting to rotate in a clockwise fashion, expanding larger and larger, until it encapsulates your entire body. And so you find yourself inside of the sphere of white light. And now the sphere of light is starting to float up, carrying you away with it. And so it floats in the air, moving faster and faster, carrying you with it. And you're looking below your feet, and the sphere carries you through the vast stretches of forests and meadows, It carries you over a mountain chain and a mountainous river, far, far away into a different land, in a different time, in a different space. And so the sphere of light is starting to slow down, until it gently deposits you at the crossroads. As you find yourself standing at the crossroads, I want you to face north. You will intuitively know where north is. North is the cardinal direction represented by the color blue. North is the direction of your aspirations. North is the direction that aligns you to your purpose and mission. It aligns you to that which you're meant to be. And I want you to notice how as you are facing this direction, you notice a knight seated upon a horse, moving closer and closer to you. This knight is clad in blue armor. Its figure is tall and majestic. And as this knight approaches you, you notice the features of the knight's face. The knight has white hair and very smart, almost ancient eyes. He has a sword strapped to its belt. Watch as this knight dismounts the horse and approaches you. Notice how the knight is handing you a scroll. And so you take the scroll and unwrap it, looking at the scroll. This scroll is a message for you, a message from higher powers that would enable you to best move forward and align with your optimal future. If there is anything that is holding you back, or if there's anything that the universe needs you to know as it relates to your future, the time for you to receive this information is now. Look at the scroll. Do you notice anything written upon it? Perhaps a word, or a symbol, or an entire sentence? What can you see? If you cannot see anything, can you hear what the message is? Or perhaps, do you know all of a sudden what the message is? Or can you feel into the message with your heart? What is the universe wanting to tell you? What is the message that the universe has for you at this time? Allow yourself to receive it. If you are not getting any messages at this time, this is also okay. Simply allow yourself to keep the scroll by placing it inside of your pocket. You will be able to download this message later, perhaps when you're sleeping or in the shower or when you are first waking up in the morning tomorrow. Notice how the blue knight is nodding in acknowledgement that it has given you the message. And so the night must be on its way. Watch as it mounts its horse and rides away into the direction that it came. Now, I want you to turn to the south, so the opposite direction, 180 degrees. The direction of the south is color red. This is your blessing. This is the part of you, the aspect of you that you already have, whether you realize or you don't, that you are going to need in the next part of your journey. A talent of yours or a skill or a knowing, something that is going to be paramount for you in the nearest future. Notice how, as you're staring into the south, there is a red knight atop a horse that emerges out of nowhere. And so this horse is galloping towards you, and the red knight is in a hurry, and then dismounts the horse, comes close to you, and places a wreath over your head. This wreath is made of plants. Plants that are unique to you. And this wreath is a blessing. It is something that you have had at soul level. A skill or a knowing of yours. Perhaps an attribute of your character that you're going to need in the next part of your journey. What does this wreath symbolize? What is it that you are going to need? What is it that you need to arm yourself with in the nearest future? What is the one thing that is going to get you through hurdles, through the tough times, through the impediments? What is the one thing that you're most required to have at this time? Allow the universe to show you what it is, or send you a signal, a message, or a sign. But also realize that you already have the knowing. You know exactly what you need. What is it? And also know that you already have it. The wreath that this knight has shared with you is proof that you already have it. And so, send your gratitude to the knight for reminding you of your own abilities and your own skills, and send the red knight on its way. Now, face the direction of the cardinal west. And as you face the direction of the cardinal west, I want you to notice how west is represented by the color yellow. This direction is all about the things that you need to let go of on your path to greatness and on your path to your ideal future. These are all the things that are dying out, all the things that you must let go of, all the things that no longer serve you. And as you're facing your true west, notice how the yellow knight is galloping towards you on a horse. And the yellow knight is dismounting the horse and is coming towards you. But instead of giving you something, it expects to receive something from you. there is a piece of clothing that you are wearing that represents something that is holding you back, something that is most in the way of what you are meant to do next in life. Something that has been constraining you for too long, something that it is time for you to say goodbye to. You would intuitively know what it is. You may even know exactly how it has been constraining you, how it has been getting in the way. Allow yourself to remove that item, that article of clothing, and give it to the yellow knight. And with that item of clothing, let go of everything that piece of clothing represents. Everything that piece of clothing is a symbol for. Just let it go and release. Allow that energy to leave your body and your life completely. Watch as the Yellow Knight takes the garment, mounts the horse, and rides away, freeing you and liberating you from that energy. Finally, allow yourself to face the true east, the direction of new beginnings, the direction of change, the direction of transformation, the direction of the east is green, and as you are looking at the horizon, you notice a green knight emerge on a horse. And as a green knight is galloping full force towards you, you notice that it carries a banner of green. And as the green knight approaches you, it dismounts. The horse comes right up to you to hand you that banner. And on this banner, there is a depiction of something. What is that depiction? What is that image? What is this gift that the universe wants to give to you? What is this new energy that you're being gifted? What is this new vibration that you're being gifted? What is or does this banner represent? You may ask the knight why it chose to give you this particular banner, why it believes this is the energy that you need. What is significant or special about it? You may also ask the knight, what is it that the universe wants to prepare you for? What does the future hold? Simply allow yourself to receive the answer with your heart. It can come as a knowing, or a hunch, a word or a set of words, and moving images. Just receive. Allow yourself to keep the banner that the Green Knight has gifted you so generously by placing it inside of your heart space so you can embody the energy that the banner represents. So that energy can become a part of you, so that it can help carry you forward towards your dreams and goals with much momentum and much force. Thank the Green Knight from the bottom of your heart and watch as it mounts upon its horse and disappears into the horizon. And as you're standing at the crossroads, watch how the four streams come together, the four color streams come together. The north with a blue stream flowing straight into your body through the soles of your feet, and the south with a red stream streaming into the soles of your feet, the west with a yellow stream, and the east with a green stream. Watch how the four streams, the four colors, are rising up inside of your body, from the feet, moving up to the knees, the hips, the belly, the heart, going up to the throat, the head, to finally re-emerge at the very top of your head as a waterfall of four beautiful colors intermingled and intertwined. You are complete and ready to face your future, to face the next lap of your journey, fully prepared and fully aligned. Whenever you're ready, you may feel free to move your fingers or your toes, to gently move your arms and your feet, perhaps bending your knees or straightening them up. Whenever you're ready, feel free to open your eyes and do a quick stretch, because some new energies have entered your body. Your energetic vibrational signature has been upgraded, and you have also gone through a process of releasing. Please know that some of the messages that you have received from the four nights today are still going to continue to be unpacked as days go by. Allow this process to happen naturally, and feel free to make certain notes in your journal as those insights come. I hope you enjoy this journey. I will see you in the next one. Goodbye.